This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switz. Welcome. Morning Devotions. The prestigious media outlet USA Today had a survey asking people an intriguing question. What would you ask God or some other supreme being if you could ask for one question? You could ask one question. And the results were, after it came in, the number one question would be this: what is my purpose in life? Now, I thought this was fascinating, quite thought-provoking. Do you know what your purpose in life is? Have you ever thought about that? Let me put it this way. Once you know what your purpose is, there is so much more meaning to life. It might sound simplistic. I believe it's true, but some people think it's a waste of time thinking about it. But remember Socrates, who said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." Do you have energy and passion to, you want to contribute something to the world? Do you have a clarity about where you're heading in life? And some people say, why have a life purpose? Why not just live as we know it and ignore everything else? Why not chill out, relax till you die? You can pursue your current goals and tasks for 10, 20, 30 years and then realize, hey, that really wasn't what I wanted to do after all. As Stephen Covey once said, if the ladder is not leaning against the right wall, every step we take just gets us to the wrong place. The Bible tells me that we are created in God's image for a relationship with Him. Being in that relationship is the only thing that will really satisfy our souls. And until we come to know God, we might have had some wonderful experiences, but we haven't hit the nail, as it were. We've been used to doing some noble things, but not the one that we were ultimately designed for, not the one through which you find fulfillment. St. Augustine, I think, summarized it best in his famous prayer, "You," and that he was talking to God, "you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you." Life has to be more than just pleasure-seeking, because pleasures don't last. It's here for 1 minute and gone for the next. It was Ravi Zacharias who said, if there is no larger meaning to life, then life is without a driving force. There's no overall explanation. Even in the midst of a Nazi prison camp, Corrie Boom found God to be wholly satisfying. And she wrote, "The foundation of our happiness was that we know ourselves hidden with Christ in God. We could have faith in God's love, our rock, who is stronger than the deepest darkness." And she could say that from the incredible suffering in a Nazi camp. Jesus helps us to look beyond ourselves to find our true purpose. You see, our purpose in life is a combination of out-of-this-world living and living our lives for others. Jesus states our purpose in the book Matthew in the Bible, Matthew 22, verse 37. Jesus actually unveils that purpose. Here's what it says: "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." And then he says, or adds to that, "Love your neighbor as yourself." So those words actually are very clear. It's a direction. Real life is a life filled with fulfillment, acceptance, and purpose. And that's all found in Jesus Christ, because no one in human history has made the claims that Jesus made and given great proofs to back them up. He claimed to be God. He was able to forgive sins. He was the only way through which we can know God the Father. The Bible says that Jesus was God who became man. The Word became flesh, as the Bible says, made flesh and made his dwelling among us. He was the exact representation of God's being. So Jesus revealed exactly what God is like. The mega church pastor and author Rick Warren, of course, has captured the imagination of millions of people with that book, A Purpose-Driven Life, because he answers it so clearly. He says, it's not about you. The purpose of your life is far greater than your own personal fulfillment. It's greater than your family, your career, your dreams. If you want to know why, he said, you were placed on this planet, you must begin with God. You were born by his purpose and for his purpose. Well, Heavenly Father, I realize life has its challenges, not just for me, but for others too. I need an injection of faith to overcome today's challenge. And I know you'll do that as I discover my purpose in life. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.